The award was a far cry from the $505,000 FEMA first offered the county. It upped that to $535,000, but Diana now says it's because of the perseverance of his administration to challenge the numbers that convinced FEMA to increase them dramatically.
We continued to fight for what we thought we were right, and it certainly proved anytime I can go out and get $3 million more for the taxpayers and the residents of this county and the people of this county, I will continue to do that.
FEMA's project worksheet said the damages to the building were as a result of rainwater entering through a roof system and through the porous split-face exterior masonry units. For WAMC in the Hudson Valley, I'm Hank Gross.